That was a very good sermon, Alan.
Oh, thanks, Jill.
Yes, I thought so too.
Thank you.
You always make me think.
Ah, today especially, working as a team.
Well, it seemed appropriate for the gospel reading. And you've heard about Reverend Harris, I suppose.
Yes, such a shame. Quite sudden, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Martin Harris. You know, Jenny.
You know, the retired vicar who'd been taking services at Loxley Barrett with Reverend Bradley.
Oh, I know. Has he died?
Yes, last weekend.
Oh, dear.
The funeral's tomorrow, and I'm giving the address.
Oh, right.
What's going to happen now? Poor Reverend Bradley can't manage Loxley Barrett, Lakey Green and Lower Loxley all on his own, can he?
Goodness, no. He's supposed to be retired himself. I don't want to finish him off as well.
He's nearly my age, I know.
I'm not sure what'll happen. I'll have to help arrange cover in the short term, anyway.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Shula.
Oh, morning. Sorry, Shula. I was just about to go.
Oh, don't worry.
Bye-bye, Jennifer.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, darling. I saw you sneak in.
Yes. Sorry I was late, Alan, but don't worry. I made up for it by helping Neil collect the hymn books.
I'll let you off.
And now I've got to get off, but I'll see you on Tuesday.
7:30, Neil said.
Oh, what's this?
I'm lending Neil the vicarage office for a handbell session.
Yeah, we're doing some tune ringing.
And what's Usha going to be doing with herself for the evening? It's a lovely sound, I know.
Oh, she'll be at the gym, I expect. Oh. I can't keep her away from the place these days.
She's doing so well with her training. I do admire her.
Overdoing it, if you ask me. She did a 15-mile run yesterday.
Gosh.
With Annabelle.
Oh, 15 miles.
Yeah. She can hardly move this morning. I've left her in bed.
You ought to be careful. She doesn't want to overtrain.
I know. The last thing she wants is to put herself out of action before the race.
It can take ages to recover from an injury, or so I've heard.
Well, you tell her. She won't listen to me. I must say, though, my massage skills are coming on a treat.
So, anyway, I'll see you then, Alan. Bye, Mum.
Shula?
Say hi to Dad for me.
Haven't you got time for coffee? Just a quick one.
Hello, Brian. I'm back.
Oh, hello, darling. Good service?
Yes, thanks. Oh, does this mean Lamming's officially over?
What? Oh, hardly.
If you're dismantling the pens...
Only part dismantling. We don't need a pen this size. If you look in the barn, you'll see there's still about 20 to go.
Yeah, I thought so. I see you're making your contribution to saving a few pennies, though.
Hmm?
Untying the twine. Normally, cut it off.
Jenny, the day we have to try and save a few pence on baler twine... It's not about saving money, it's about saving the planet.
Are you feeling all right?
I've been under strict instructions from Rory.
Oh. Where is he?
He was helping me till 5 minutes ago. Gone off without him to feed the ewes.
Ah.
He seemed to teach them nothing but conservation at that school.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You notice how interested he's getting in the farm there?
Well, I...
What's this? What does that do? Why do you do that?
He's at that age, isn't he?
Maybe, but it's still encouraging. Anyway.
I'm more interested in your interest in farming.
Meaning?
Well, I thought you were going to be less hands-on here and concentrate more on your foreign interests.
If you mean this, I'm doing Adam a favour.
No, I didn't mean
in case
that.
You haven't noticed, there's a worldwide economic crisis. We're progressing in Ukraine as fast as we can. Thankfully, I've got Debbie across here in Hungary.
Yes, all right. Anyway, what I meant was the interest you're taking in Tom's business.
It's my business as well, thanks very much.
When are you going to tell him that you've been to see the supermarket?
Not yet.
Why? The sooner the better, I should think.
I told you, I want to be able to answer any objections he might raise. Got some last bits of research to do.
Well, I still think it might have been a good idea to invite him along.
What, and have him ruin the meeting by having him being negative all the time? No, thank you. I wanted to make a decent impression. Can you get my pen now?
What?
It's in my jacket.
Ooh, so much for the planet.
I don't know who tied this knot. Just don't tell Rory, okay?
You use sweet oranges as well. I didn't know that.
Oh, surely you did. You helped me make marmalade often enough as a child.
Oh, I obviously wasn't taking it in. Mmm. Such a lovely smell.
Mmm. So, two sweet oranges, two lemons, and the several oranges.
That's right, Phil. Are you taking notes?
Well, only mentally. It's interesting.
It's a good thing I'm used to an audience.
I'm sorry, Mum. Is there anything I can do?
No, darling, you have a rest. It sounds as though you've been working flat out.
Well, tell you the truth, I've had to trim back a bit. I've had to cut some of the girls' hours.
Oh. I did wonder.
Yeah, that's why I was late to church. Joanne didn't come in till 10.
I see.
It's been bad since the autumn, really. Not so many people wanting lessons.
Of course.
And I've lost some livery horses.
Oh.
A couple of my riders have even had to sell, or try to. The horse sanctuary at Gilbert's Cross is full to bursting.
Goodness.
What are you doing with those boots, Jill?
I'm tying them up in a bit of muslin.
Oh, right.
But they'll go in the pan.
Because they've got the pectin in, Dad.
Yes, dear, I know.
Sorry. Hey, Mum, do you remember the unusual marmalade class at the Flower and Produce?
Yes, that was fun.
I remember some of yours. Lime and passion fruit, was it? That was a bit strange.
Thanks very much.
It still won, didn't it?
No, that was my lemon and quince, and I was only second.
You were robbed.
And I love you too, darling.
Right, I really must go. Joanne's only doing till lunchtime.
Don't work too hard.
I won't. Don't worry. Bye, Dad.
Mm. Bye, Shula.
Bye.
See you soon.
Yeah, bye.
Right. You can quiz me properly now, Phil. I can tell you want to.
Well, as I said, it's interesting.
Mm. You're not planning to get into preserves as well as cakes, are you?
Well, I might do.
I see.
What's that face for?
I know you. You won't just have a go, you'll turn it into a competition.
I will not.
You already have. Quizzing me about why I don't chop the peel in the food processor.
It's a fair question.
It wouldn't look homemade.
But it still tastes homemade.
Even shop-bought doesn't have totally same-sized bits of peel. And anyway, I like the artisan touch.
Oh, fair enough. It's entirely up to you.
So what's that face for?
Oh, it's nippy out there.
I know. I can feel the wind from here.
Oh, sorry, Jenny.
How's your research going?
Oh, I found Jazza.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me the name of the place Hannah used to work.
Oh. Did you phone the guy?
Yeah. Yeah, he gave me the name of somewhere at North Borsetshire College.
Oh, yeah?
And according to him, there's always plenty of students looking for placements. He reeled off three names on the spot.
Oh, that's encouraging.
Yeah. So when Hannah goes...
You won't be casting round for someone else.
No, I don't want to end up with another Gary, that's for sure. Can I get near the Argo?
Oh, yes, darling, sorry.
Oh, that's better. Oh, I shall miss young Hannah when she goes.
Yes, I'm sure you will.
She's been a top little worker. I'd have her back in a flash.
Oh, Pat rang, by the way. Bided us over on Friday.
Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, please say it's not to dinner.
Don't say it like that.
Come on, Jenny. Last time we ate there, I was giving off more methane than the average cow for days afterwards.
Brian!
I was. Your cooking never affects me like that.
Oh, I should hope not. Anyway, it's not dinner, it's drinks.
Drinks? What's that in aid of?
Oh, they heard from the solicitor on Friday. They should complete midweek, so it's a little celebration.
How little? Can of warm lager?
Champagne and nibbles, she said.
Champagne? Mm-hmm. They are celebrating.
Well, of course they are. Owner-occupiers at last.
I bet it'll be Carver.
Oh, Brian.
Do they do organic Carver?
Will you stop being so mean? This is my brother you're talking about.
Sorry, Di. Don't worry, I'll be there to wish them all the luck in the world.
Well, that's good.
It's a great time to be an organic farmer, after all.
Oh, Brian, stop it. Anyway, by then, maybe you and Tom will have something of your own to celebrate.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
Now you've covered the manpower problem. There's no chance of Hannah staying on, I suppose.
No, I asked her. No, she'll be on her course. We can't get by on weekends and holidays.
No. Oh, excuse me, darling. Can I get to the stove?
Sorry. What are we having for lunch?
Pork.
See, that's one of the things I love about you, Jenny.
My cooking, I know.
No. The fact you love setting me these little challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Pork. How about a rosé for a change?
Yes, that'd be nice.
I'll go and see what we've got.
Come in, Alan.
Thanks. It was just to leave you the PCC minutes, really.
Can't you stay for a cup of tea?
Oh, I better not, thanks, Jenny. I've got even some at Darrington. Hello again, Phil.
Hello. That's all the labels done now, Jill.
Thanks. Ooh,
someone's been busy.
Oh, the children would never forgive her if she didn't make marmalade.
I thought there was a lovely smell.
You must have a jar. You do like marmalade.
Oh, I love it. So does Usha. And she gets through mountains of toast after her runs.
You better take two, then.
No, I couldn't.
Of course you could. We've got plenty.
Well, it doesn't seem a very fair exchange for a couple of sheets of A4, but if you insist.
I do.
Well, thank you. And from Usha. Well, as I say, I can't stop, I'm afraid.
Well, no. You get on.
Thanks. I'll see myself out.
Bye, Alan.
Bye.
Cheerio. Thanks again.
Right, I'll put these in the cupboard.
Well, you better not go giving any more away.
Well, don't be so mean. There are 15 jars there.
Well, two to each of the children, two to Alan.
A couple to Jack and Peggy.
Oh, I'd forgotten about them.
Well, Peggy's hardly got the time or the energy for making her own. And I can always make some more.
Yes, you could. Or we could make some more.
I knew it. You're dying to have a go.
Well, I would quite like to try.
You're going to want to do it with your scientific method, aren't you? Measuring the peel with a micrometer or something.
Oh, no, I wouldn't go that far, Jill. But you must admit, your method is a bit hit and miss.
Hit and miss?
Well, yes. Every year there's this great rigmarole, slicing and chopping, soaking the peel overnight, boiling the pan up.
Hit and miss?
Well, you must admit, love, that the finished product's not always the same consistency.
I see.
I mean, it's no wonder. I mean, testing a blob on a plate when you can get accurate sugar thermometers.
Right. If you think you can do better...
I'm not saying better, Jill. Whatever it turns out like, your marmalade's never less than delicious.
I'm pleased to hear it.
But I would like to see the results with all the modern technology that's available.
All right, then. You're on. You make a batch your way, and I'll make a batch mine.
Fine.
And so we're not fighting over the kitchen here. I'll borrow another jam pan and take myself off to Brookfield.
Oh, well, that's very good of you.
It's no trouble. And I'm sure Ruth won't mind.
She might even like to give you a hand.
Yes, if she's got time.
Good. This should be fun.
Yes. Flour and produce, here we come.
Yeah, all right. It's coming.
Tom? I saw your van. No Jazza today.
He's taking a couple of arts down to the workshop. They need some work doing on them.
Oh, good. Look, have you got a minute?
Not really, Brian. I've got to get down to the unit.
Yes, sausage making, I know, but it won't take long.
Go on, then.
It's good news. I've been in touch with the supermarket.
What?
And they really are keen. In fact, when I met the guy...
You've been and met them?
Well, it's too good an opportunity to miss, Tom. Especially in times like these.
Brian, I told you specifically, in letters a foot high, I wanted nothing to do with it.
And I'm telling you, they're offering a very good deal.
That'll be a first.
We'd get significant extra sales for only a marginal increase in costs.
It'd have to be. You're not telling me they didn't screw you down on price.
Well, they want a keen price. Of course you'd expect that with the volume they'd be taking. So, no, the margin wouldn't be quite the same as usual.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yes, but Tom, there's a way round that.
Yeah, don't touch them with a barge pole. Brian, I can't believe you went behind my back.
So what I'm thinking is if we cut down the meat content by, say, 5%...
What? No.
Why not? Still be a good product.
Are you crazy? You can't sell two completely different sausages under the same label. The same name. My name... No way, Brian. No.
Yeah, as long as they've got the papers by 12. Oh, thanks, Brenda. You're a star. No, I won't be here. I've got some Chamber of Commerce lunch today. Oh, thanks again. Right. Okay, bye. Sorry, Chalky.
I should hope so, too. You summoned me over. And you got rid of her?
She was helping me out.
I don't know why you bother with her.
Brenda's a great asset to me.
So you say. I thought she only worked for you in the holidays.
She does the odd few hours here and there, fits it around her course.
Very handy.
Well, it seems to suit us both. And I must say, in the tired and tawdry world of business, especially at the moment, having someone young and bright-eyed and bursting with energy about the place is a real tonic.
Lucky old you. Shall we get on, then?
Yes, we'd better add. Have a seat.
Tom, wait. Can we just talk about this?
I've got nothing to say.
Look, We can't talk sensibly out here. Just get in the car a moment, will you?
Oh, okay.
Great. Thanks.
I'm only doing it to try and make you see sense, Brian.
Well, I could say the same. I just want a reasonable conversation about it, in the warm.
Reasonable?
Look, if it's such a big thing for you, there's a perfectly simple way around the labelling issue.
Oh.
Forget the 5% reduction in the meat ratio. We'll keep the formulation more or less the same.
Well, that's just as bad. We can't sell two identical products at two totally different prices. One in the supermarket and one in my outlet.
Okay, so we change the recipe a bit. Perhaps reduce the meat content very slightly. Add a few different herbs.
Oh!
And we give them a new name, something like Tom Archer's Country Menu.
And we'd cut the margins even more.
Yes, yes, the margin will be slimmer. But our overheads are covered, remember? So we're still talking about a decent profit, Tom. Why can't I get you to see that?
Why can't I get you to see that this is what supermarkets do, Brian? They grind you down on price, make you compromise the quality. That's just the start.
We're not compromising the quality. I've just agreed that. The meat content will be pretty much the same.
And what meat exactly? We went through all of this last week. You can't just turn on peak production in 5 minutes.
I know that.
And what, so you told the supermarket, did you? And they're happy? They don't want their sausages till, what, bonfire night?
Of course not. They want them as soon as possible.
There you are, then.
So we buy the meat in.
There might not be any around.
Oh, come on. You know as well as I do. There are two or three producers locally who could supply us with pig meat.
Not Gloucester Old Spot?
No, quite possibly not. But outdoor reared, that's the main thing.
So you've been investigating that behind my back as well?
Oh, it's not behind your back, or I wouldn't be telling you now. Come on, Tom, I've answered all your objections. It's all doable.
You're not going to give up on this, are you?
I don't want us to let something this good go. Oh, look, I know you had a bad experience last time with the supermarket, but this is different. We'd be in control.
Oh, Brian!
No, listen, we would. We're keeping all our other markets. This is just a bonus. Extra money for jam. I mean, if this supermarket deal dries up, we've lost nothing. It's not like last time. All I'm asking is, will you please give it some thought? Some impartial thought.
I don't know.
Take as long as you like. Okay?
Okay, now I've really got to go.
Look, we've had a good run, Matt.
I know, but we're into damage limitation now. Did you get the money out?
Well, I...
Did you?
Nothing left, Matt.
Well?
I even took my director's bonus a bit early last year.
You're...
Perhaps you should have had yours.
Oh, don't you get smug with me. So where is it now? You never stuck it all in some Icelandic bank.
If you want to know, some of it's sitting out front.
You're driving it?
And pretty much all the rest the wife's wearing.
You've spent it. You
look, there's no point putting it in the bank, and as we know, there's no money in property these days.
Oh, for pity's sake, Chalky, so there's nothing in the kedgy at all?
At least this way someone got the benefit. If there was, it'd only be going to the creditors.
Not if we'd had it out and overseas.
Great, I was wondering when I was going to get a coffee.
Coffee? It's a bit late for coffee, if you ask me.
Look, all I know is it's not tearing off across the roll properly. No, tomorrow's no good. I've got sausages to pack today. Well, yeah, you'll have to divert your driver, won't you? That's not my problem. When? No, that's too late. 2 o'clock at the very latest. Fine, OK, go and ask your boss.
Hiya.
Hi, Brenda.
Sorry, are you talking?
No, I'm waiting. I thought you were doing some work for Matt today.
All done. And my seminar this afternoon got cancelled.
Oh, hang on. Yes? Good. Yeah, I should think so. Right, okay. Thank you, bye.
Bad day?
Just a bit.
Let me take you away from all this. Have you got time for lunch?
I'm sorry, no, not today.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, Bren.
Tom? Oh, darling, it really is a bad day, isn't it?
I just don't know what to do.
Look, hang on a minute, let me close the door. Right. Tell me all about it.
Thanks very much.
Matt, hello.
Brian.
I wasn't sure you'd be coming. You've usually got it in for the Chamber of Commerce.
I'm here, aren't I?
Yes, yes, you are. Well, can I get you a drink?
Yeah, whiskey place double.
Right, of course. Excuse me when you're ready. Well, you're starting early, aren't you?
And your point is?
You haven't driven, I hope.
Chalky dropped me off.
Good. Is everything all right, Matt?
Oh, yeah, never better.
Right. We've got the BL board meeting next week. I see Annabelle's got some interesting thoughts about how to proceed on that litigation.
Has she?
Haven't you looked at the papers?
No. Is this drink coming or what?
Sorry, they seem a bit short-staffed. Excuse me, a double scotch, please. So you're going to Pat and Tony's on Friday?
Friday? Friday's a long way off.
Well.
A week's a long time in business, Brian. Haven't you ever heard that?
I can't believe he would do that to you, to go behind your back.
Yeah, well, that's my uncle Brian for you.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, me too.
It's a truly horrible thing to do.
And he's my partner, Bren. How great is that?
Okay, so what are we going to do about it?
Well, I don't know what I can do. We're equal partners, right? But as far as he's concerned, my opinion has never counted as much as his.
Yeah, but it's got to. It's your business, your name.
Yeah, and his money. Anyway, it doesn't work like that. He's always seen himself as the senior partner, banging on about his years of experience and everything.
You're the one who's got the experience with a supermarket. You know what they're like. You'd think you'd respect that.
Respect, Brian?
Yeah, maybe that's wishful thinking.
I can see what's going to happen. He's going to steamroll me into this, into something I'm so not happy with.
No, of course you're not. We mustn't let him.
There's nothing I can do. If he won't listen...
Tom, don't let him do this to you. You know this brand. We both do. It's about a quality product, sensitively marketed, niche marketed. It's not about gross volume sales.
I know.
Sorry, I'm not helping.
No, you are. You understand. You can see, can't you? On a gut level, never mind on a business level, the supermarket idea stinks.
Of course it does.
It's going to end in disaster. It was a supermarket that nearly finished me off the last time, and I can't go through all that again.
It's okay.
It was a supermarket ditching me that meant I got mixed up with Brian in the first place.
I know.
I just wish I never had. If I could only take the whole business back under my control. I mean, how likely is that?
Hello, darling.
Jenny, where are you off to?
Oh, I'm taking this down to Jill. She and Phil have got, some kind of marmalade war going.
Marmalade?
So they need two jam kettles. I'll drop it off when I go to get Rory. Well, how was your lunch, anyway?
Huh? Oh, fine. Yeah, Matt was there.
Oh, was he?
In a very odd mood. And hitting the whiskey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I gave him a lift back.
Oh, dear, poor Lillian.
I don't know what's going on.
I know she's been worried about him.
Yeah, well, I hope it's nothing to do with Borchester Land.
Well, no. Well, how's Tom? Did you catch up with him before you went?
Don't talk to me about that boy. He will not see what a great opportunity this is.
Oh.
I bet all he's thinking is it'll mean less time for him to build up his Bridge Farm enterprise. Well, tough.
You can't do it, though, can you, unless he agrees?
Oh, hang on a minute, Jenny. Hello, Gareth. Yes, yes, I've talked to him. No, it's fine. No, we'd be delighted to supply you. Yes, that. All we need from you now is a start date and volume requirement. Well, approximate, of course. Ah, oh, good. Well, I'll wait to hear then. Thanks, Gareth. Bye.
Brian!
What?
Well, that was a bit rash, wasn't it?
I don't see why.
Tom hasn't agreed yet.
He's thinking about it. And when he does, even he'll have to see it's a golden opportunity. Not one he can afford to turn down.
I hope you're right.
I am. He'll see sense. Eventually.
Hello. Well done, everyone. Not bad.
Oh, I messed up a bit in the middle, I'm afraid.
Oh, but you soon recovered, Shula. Oh,
I do love the handbells.
Well, are we ready for another?
Oh, yeah, a couple okay. more, I hope.
Oh, all right. How about number 46?
Good.
Oh. Sorry, this is a good moment. Hey, lovely sound, by the way, Neil. Well, all of you, actually.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Alan.
And thanks for the loan of your office.
No problem. I'm enjoying hearing it.
We'll be about another 20 minutes, if that's OK.
Oh, that's fine. You will stop for a coffee before you go, won't you?
Ooh, oh, yeah. Well, that's very kind.
No problem. I'll leave you to it, then.
All right. OK. Ready, Neville?
Well, it's still just a shell at the moment, of course.
Have you had any ideas about kitchen units yet?
Yeah, a few.
You going to paint your front door or leave it as wood, Dad?
Oh, now you're asking. Go on in. Right. And welcome to my new abode.
Oh, Mike!
Wow. Looks even bigger now.
Yeah. I'm pleased with it. Not a lot left to do.
The upstairs floorboards still need to go in, do they?
Oh, yeah. They've done a good job on this wall in the end, though, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's very tidy.
Yeah, well, that's all the aggravation.
Oh, yeah. So, what do you reckon, Mike? The sink under the window?
I had a bit of shufty at kitchens on the computer down the ball. It's amazing what you can get.
Sure, I know.
I printed a few off to remind myself, yeah.
Oh, Roy. Look at that.
Very posh.
And this one?
Yeah. Bit space age for you, Dad, isn't it?
Yeah. That was a mistake.
You could clone yourself in that.
No. I'll probably go for something a bit more traditional. Now, I thought I'd get a designer in from one of the companies to come give us a quote.
You've done a great job on the redecoration, Alan.
Oh, of course you haven't seen it.
It's very impressive.
Well, Lucia's the one with the taste, not me.
Oh, I don't know. How was yesterday, by the way, the funeral?
Oh, it was beautiful. Reverend Harris was well loved.
Oh, of course he was.
I was going to have a word with you, actually, Shula.
Oh, yes?
Well, I said I'll have a look at the rotors and try and arrange cover while the diocese sorts out what's going to happen. So I'm actually looking for readers to take the odd service.
Oh, I see.
I don't know how you feel about it. You haven't got to decide now. Have a think, anyway.
Yes, I will.
Great, thanks. Shall we go through?
Tiling's tricky enough as it is. And when you've got your son checking up on you every 5 minutes...
Coffee! Sorry it took so long.
Can I put the biscuits down by... down by you, Neil.
Yeah, only if you want them all to disappear.
Yes.
Coffee, Shula?
Thanks.
So where do you fancy? The Crown or the Fox at Edgeley?
Either.
It's not often we get an evening out together.
I know. Roy.
Well, let's go to the Fox.
Fine. You know we've budgeted to redecorate all through before we move back in.
Good job with all the dust about the place.
Yeah. Only I was thinking about the kitchen.
Oh, I knew it. I could tell as soon as Dad started showing you those designs. You got a severe case of kitchen envy.
Oh, weren't they gorgeous, though? That bright pink one.
Pink?
Well, the walls were pink. And the units. Well, that very pale wood.
Yeah. Was that the one with a massive fridge?
Oh, with one of those drink dispensers in the door. Oh, Phoebes would love that.
Yeah, I bet she would.
And the other one. That was more like Italian country style. Did you see the tiles?
Hayley.
I know. I know it'd be more money. But maybe if we did the redecorating ourselves, we could manage it. What do you think?
I have to say, I never realised the kitchen at Willow Farm was quite so tatty.
I know. I've been trying to kid myself. It's got a sort of retro chic.
Retro?
I said trying.
But when you see what's around, let's be honest, it's It's a bit of a dump, isn't it?
Is that a yes?
Yes. But not to a new kitchen, not for definite. Only that we'll have a look at our finances.
I think I might nip to the ball, see if anyone's in. Could you tell Shula in case she wants to join me?
Yeah, of course.
Right, you are. Thanks for the loan of your office, Alan.
Any time, Neil.
You might regret that. Night, then.
Bye. Bye. Sorry to keep you waiting, Shula.
But I just wondered if you'd mind having a quick word.
Yes?
I couldn't help but notice your reaction when you first came in here.
Oh.
And you haven't seemed very comfortable since. Are you?
Well, no, I'm not, actually.
No. Would you like to talk about it?
I don't know where to start, if you don't see it. Alan, you've got a statue of a Hindu god...
Shiva.
...in here, on the bookcase, in the vicarage.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Alan. I can't help it. It just... To me, it just feels... inappropriate.
Lots of people would be glad to have a beautiful bronze like that in their home.
Oh, that isn't...
And to me, that's what it is. It's something beautiful. It's a work of art.
Yes. All right. It's lovely. And if it was anywhere else...
Yeah, well, of course, to Usha, it means a lot more. So it has a place in both our lives and in our home.
You're a Christian clergyman. How can you hold on to that and yet have something representing another faith right here in a room where you entertain your parishioners?
Shula, should faith unite us or divide us? I mean, that's a major question, I know, but I know what I want to believe.
Alan...
And I'll go further. You see, what I've learnt about Hinduism through getting to know Usha makes me... deeply respectful of her faith, as she is of mine.
Yeah, I know.
I think the only way forward for humanity is proper debate between all the faiths of the world.
I'm sorry. I know that's how you see it. But I don't get it for you personally. How can this statue, being here and so prominent and meaning so much to Usha... How can that not weaken your own personal faith?
Shula, it's just the opposite. You don't somehow water down the integrity of your own beliefs by sympathising with another person's, do you? I mean, if what that person believes resonates with you...
And it doesn't make you doubt or question what you believe?
Well, no, I can only speak for myself, but no, it doesn't. It makes me feel... Oh, I suppose that... A sort of wonder is the word.
Well, yeah, I can see all that on a theoretical level. But when you've got such a visible symbol, a daily reminder of a non-Christian faith, right here in your home... I'm sorry, I think I'd better go.
Shula, please, I'd like to talk about this some more.
No, not now.
All right, then. Another time, perhaps?
Yes, perhaps.
You mind if I join you, Mike?
Oh, Neil, hello. Sorry, I were miles away.
No need to ask what you were thinking about. Thursday, is it, the test?
Yeah. So much hangs on it, Neil. I mean, if we get a second all clear, well... You know what it means? We can start moving stock again, making the cheese.
Yeah. Must be almost a year by now.
10 months.
Mm. Well, you've really been through the mill. It's a wicked thing, TB.
Oh, tell me about it. Mm. I mean, I know brooding about the test ain't going to make no difference, but you can't help yourself, can you? I mean, Ed's the same and Oliver.
Yeah, I bet.
Anyway, now you're here, cheer me up. How's the flat coming along?
All that.
So, come on. Explain.
Oh, Alistair, I don't know. I feel more and more alienated, I suppose. as if I don't belong at St. Stephen's anymore.
Well, that's putting it a bit strongly, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is. I just feel Alan's supposed to be my spiritual leader. But I don't feel we're coming from the same place anymore.
Well, you'd better talk it through with him then, hadn't you?
I told you. I tried. He's not hearing me.
So what can you do?
I don't know. I don't want to feel like this.
I know what a big thing the church is for you.
Oh, it's not just the church, though. Any church. It's about St. Stephen's. All my life's been bound up with it.
I know.
I was christened there, married there. Daniel was christened. Mark's buried there.
Yes.
It's been a huge part of my life, spiritually and socially.
And now...
I feel as if I've been cast out. How can I explain? It's like being cast out of your family. My church family.
Some people might say you're the one who's done the casting out, Shula.
Oh, yes, maybe. A lot of it probably is my own fault.
And the way you feel about Usha, you just can't get round her, can you?
It's not about her. It's about what it's done to Alan.
Their marriage?
Yes.
Well, if it's any comfort, you're probably not on your own feeling like that. Or something like it.
But everyone else seems perfectly happy.
Oh, I don't know. Some people are, some probably aren't, but are going along with it. Maybe they're not thinking about it as deeply as you.
But where are they? All the people I know, even Auntie Peggy, they're all fine with it.
Maybe there's a lesson there.
No, I can't. I wish I could. I know I should be able to. It's a failing in me.
Then Alan's surely the person to help you through.
No, don't you see? He's completely the wrong person.
Well, if you can't talk to him, all you can do is give it time and hope things get better.
Oh.
No?
I wish I thought so. But I don't see that anything's going to change.
There, Ruth, would you say that's reduced by half?
You are the expert, Jill.
Oh, come on. Forget it's marmalade. Pretend it's some milk replacer or something.
That would be difficult. But yeah, okay, I reckon that's about half what we started with.
Good, I think so too. Time to add the sugar.
Shall I bring it over?
Thanks, love.
Now I've had your step-by-step instruction, I suppose there's no excuse for me not to make my own marmalade next year.
Well...
I know I should really. Mum's tried to show me how often enough.
Yes, I know Heather makes marmalade.
That's the trouble. You always give us some, and she always brings a few jars when she comes down, so there's never really been the need.
Perhaps I should withdraw my labour.
Don't you dare. Shall we put this in now?
Just a minute. Let's check the peel's soft enough. Here. Mind, it'll be hot.
Okay. Seems fine to me.
Yes, that'll do. Did I remember to tell Phil to test it?
I wonder how he's getting on.
Mind you, he's probably worked out some formula to measure density or something.
He's taking it really seriously, isn't he?
You should have seen him chopping the peel, trying different blades on the food processor, and he's been up and bought a jam thermometer.
Really?
Still, good luck to him. If he wants to take over every category at the flour and produce, so be it.
I'm sure that's not the case. You know Phil, he just likes to have a go.
Yes, and turn everything into a competition. Still, the proof will be in the eating.
Which we're only too happy to do, however it all turns out.
Well, we'd better get on with ours before the fruit all goes to nothing.
We have the sugar then?
That's right. Oh, is that me?
Oh, it's not mine.
I better see in case it's Phil.
I'm adding the sugar, then.
It's Kenton.
Yeah?
He's had an idea for Kathy's birthday present. Ruth, what are you doing?
Adding the sugar.
No, not all at once. Let the first lot dissolve first.
Oh, sorry.
And stir it. Oh, goodness.
Right. Now, let the clutch up gently, Nick. Gently. And start to go back.
Oh,
that's it. You're doing fine. That's it. Right, just let the steering wheel come back through your hands so you're reversing straight back.
Straight back?
Yeah, you're still going to end up pointing in the right direction.
How far have I got to go?
Well, you've got the mirror. Go on. Go on, you're okay. Right, that's it. Right, now start to brake gently. That's it. And we just roll gently back to the curb now. Ah, that's it.
Have I done it?
Oh, what'd you do now?
Oh, yeah, handbrake on, gear in neutral.
That's it. Very good.
Oh, Will.
See, you're fine.
Oh, I hate reversing.
Well, you're great. It's me who's rubbish at reversing.
No.
Well, who hit that Staddlestone thing last week?
Well, yeah.
Oh, there you are, then.
Oh, it was getting dark and it shouldn't have been there.
Still no excuse. Guilty as charged.
Oh, I'll let you off.
Right, are you going to finish this turn or are you going to sit here all day?
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
No, you don't. Come on. This is the easy bit.
Right. Check the road. And into first. Handbrake off. Check again.
And off you go.
What's that?
There. Just keep going.
Will, what is it?
Okay, yeah, pull in a minute.
Oh, Will, I've broken your car.
If it's not a good time, Dad.
No, it's fine.
Whew. Blimey, it's hot in here.
Well, this marmalade's been on the go for nearly 2 hours.
Shall we open the back door?
If you like, David. I suppose I must have got used to it.
All right. Oh. It's better.
You don't mind if I get on, only I'm coming up to rather a critical stage.
Oh, yes?
This is where your mother starts messing about with cold plates and teaspoons.
Oh, yeah.
Blobs of the stuff everywhere.
Seems to work, though, doesn't it?
Well, manner of speaking. But I've got my jam thermometer.
Aha. Well, look, I don't want to distract you. I just thought you might like to have a look at these stats the crime prevention bloke gave out.
Oh, I would, yeah, thanks.
They're staggering, eh? £22 million worth of plant and machinery has been stolen in the past year, apparently.
Not in Borsetshire.
No, from all over the country. I mean, we all know about the stuff that gets to Poland, but one tractor made it to Australia.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Another place, the tractor was parked in a padlocked yard, secure, or so the owner thought. They took the gates out and drove it away.
Drop the cheek of it.
So the police want to work with us locally in the NFU, see if we can beef up Farm Watch a bit.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Yep. You are watching that marmalade, Dad?
Yes, of course I am.
And it started to look a bit gloopy.
Gloopy?
Yeah, plopping like that. It's like some kind of swamp.
Oh, thank you very much.
Is it meant to look like that?
Look, I haven't made marmalade before, David. I don't know.
Oh.
Looks perfectly fine to me.
It is quite a dark colour.
Well, it's your mother's recipe. Otherwise, our experiment wouldn't be a fair comparison.
Look, sure. Sorry, you know what you're doing.
Anyway, let's take the temperature.
OK. Wonder how Mum and Ruth are getting on.
It's about time Ruth learnt to make marmalade. Pop the thermometer in.
I'm quite happy with Mum's, really. Or yours.
Oh.
That's not supposed to happen, is it?
You sure it wasn't my fault?
Nick, you heard what the guy said. And he showed us, didn't he?
Well, yeah.
The exhaust had rusted through by the joint, sheared right off.
Yeah.
Well, how could you have made that happen in one little reverse?
Okay.
Well, it could have gone any time.
We'd have to do it when I was driving.
Well, at least we got it fixed.
What a price, Will.
Like I say, it was going to happen. Far better it happened in Borchester than when I was halfway back down the motorway.
Oh, that's true, I suppose.
I'd have had to stop and get towed off and think how much that would have cost.
All right, I'll shut up then.
You don't have to shut up, but you can shut up worrying, okay?
Okay.
Won't be long before I have to think about getting rid of it, really. Get something a bit better for you to drive around.
Oh, shame, though. It's wasted all our time.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have to be getting back.
Oh, you haven't got to drop me home. I can walk from here.
Oh, don't be daft. Of course I'll take you home.
You're driving us anyway.
Oh, Will.
Come on, no excuses.
I really don't want to, not today.
Nick.
I'm tired.
You're not to give up on this.
I won't, I promise. We'll do it again next week, and like I said, I'll put in for my theory test, okay?
Good. You make sure you do.
I'll walk back to Mum's. I'll get the bus. Honestly, you'd be stuck in all that traffic.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah. Come on, you've got to shoot tomorrow.
Okay, then.
You take care.
Yeah, I will. And you. Love you.
You too. Call me when you get back.
Yeah. Love to Jake and Mia.
Thanks. Oh, and Will?
Yeah?
Don't forget to take those L plates off.
It's cooled down a bit now.
I still can't quite believe it.
Well, if I hadn't seen it for myself. I mean,
talk about not fit for purpose. I mean, what's the point of a jam thermometer if it breaks at high temperatures?
Yeah. Must have been faulty.
Well, I shall be writing to the manufacturers.
Yeah, you do that, Dad.
My lovely marmalade.
Well, we'll never know now, will we?
Sadly, no.
And we'll never know who'd have won the taste test, you or Mum.
Oh, don't remind me.
Well, I'll chuck this lot away anyway.
Jill's going to be gloating.
No, can't imagine Mum doing that.
Oh, she has a very subtle way.
No.
Oh, yes. She's very magnanimous in victory, but underneath, you know, she's thinking, I got him.
You must be imagining it.
Oh, no, David. I haven't forgotten the aftermath of the green cake glass at the Flour and Produce.
Was that when you made your famous hemp cake?
Well, hemp flour, yes.
And Jazza thought that he was getting dope cake, like he was in Amsterdam or something.
Yes, a very sorry episode.
Hello!
Oh, no.
Hi, Mum.
You are here. We saw the car.
Hello, love.
I've come to meet the school bus if I'd known you were here.
Oh, sorry, I should have thought to text you.
Never mind. Can I put this down?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Jill.
Is that your marmalade?
14 lovely jars, despite me nearly ruining it, putting in all the sugar at once instead of in two lots.
I learnt something. It obviously doesn't matter that much. Hey, where's yours, Phil?
Dad.
Oh, all right. It didn't work.
Oh, Phil.
It was nothing Dad did wrong. You won't believe it, Mum. The thermometer broke.
Oh, dear.
Were you here, David?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, so there's an independent witness.
That's dreadful. Phil, I'm sorry.
Yes.
No, I am really.
And it was all going fine up until then.
Yeah, it was looking great, wasn't it, Dad? We went to test the temperature.
What a shame.
Oh, come on, Jill. You know you want to say it. You've proved your point. Well, maybe there is some merit in the old-fashioned method after all.
What? Putting a blob on a saucer?
That's right. Rub it in.
Hit and miss method?
Jill.
Oh, love, don't look so miserable. Think of all the things you do that go right. Things I could never do. Rewiring plugs and fixing shells and making your wonderful puddings.
You make wonderful puddings too.
Doing the heavy digging in the garden, knowing exactly what the weather's going to do, working the DVD, sorting out the computer.
Yes, all right, Jill, don't go on.
I've hardly started.
That's quite a lot I could add if you wanted.
Yes, well, please don't. I might have to make a speech.
Let's have a cup of tea, shall we?
Yeah.
Unless you need something stronger, Phil.
No, tea sounds a very good idea.
You got time, Ruth?
Just a quick one, yeah, please.
Good. So, where is this marmalade? What have you done with it?
I put it in the bin.
The kitchen bin?
Well, you couldn't eat it.
But it'll have set solid.
What's happened?
David, how hot was it?
Not very.
It's melted the bin liner. I've started to set over everything that was in there.
It's like some work of modern art. Never mind shark in formaldehyde, try bread wrapper in marmalade. Nice one.
Maybe you could enter that for the Flour and Produce, Phil, in the craft section.
Yes, very funny.
Oh, Phil, you are a good sport.
Don't you mean good loser? You win, Jill.
It never was a competition, not for me. It was an experiment.
Yes, well...
But, stick to cakes in future, eh, Dad?
Phil!
Thanks for lunch, love. Back to work, then?
I suppose so.
Oh, Shula, I know things are tough, but... What have you got on this afternoon?
The usual. Paying some final demands, chasing some late payments.
There's a lot of people going through the same thing.
Yes. And it's still better than what you've got to do at Grange Farm.
Oh, I'm dreading it. They only need one reactor and they're back to square one. Well, not quite, but...
I know. Give Caroline my love, won't you? Tell her I'll phone her tonight, whatever the result.
I will. Bye, then.
Bye.
Shula.
Yes?
If you're this worried, why don't we both have a look at the books sometime? Two heads better than one and all that?
Oh, it's very sweet of you, but...
You don't sound very convinced about my business brain.
It's not that.
Well, what?
It's not just the business.
Hmm? You're not still fretting about St. Stephen's, are you?
Yes, I am.
But you've done something about that. You've told Alan you'll take some services at Loxley Barrett.
I know.
I thought we decided that was the answer. Give yourself something else to focus on.
I know that's what I said.
You've changed your mind?
No, not exactly. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be enough.
You've got to give it a go. Oh,
I suppose so. There's a PCC meeting tonight. The report on the Christmas services. Update on the churchyard project. Start thinking about the Lent course.
Shula.
I miss it. Well, maybe it all sounds dull to you, but it wasn't to me.
I know. Look, I'll skip my meeting tonight.
GA, no, you mustn't.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Totally.
Well, what about Ryan?
He's fine too at the moment. Anyway, I'd rather spend the time with you.
Alistair.
I would. We'll have a nice quiet night in.
That would be lovely.
I'll even cook if you like.
Oh, thank you. That would be even lovelier.
I'll see you later then.
Darling, thanks.
More coffee, Oliver. Oh, you haven't drunk that one yet.
Oh, sorry, Di.
You hardly ate anything either.
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Look, I've been thinking. If we get the all clear...
Caroline...
No, listen. If it's good news this afternoon, well, why don't we have a party?
What? I can't begin to think
about it. Nothing massive, just a thank you, really, for Mike and Ed and Jazza.
It's tempting fate even to think about it.
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, maybe it is silly, but I'm sorry. I can't think about anything like that. Not yet.
All right. I'm sorry.
No, don't be. It's a lovely idea. But not till we've got the result.
Yes, of course. I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Let's just wait and see.
Wait and see, yes. Oh.
Well, that'll be Alistair.
Yes.
I'd better say hello.
Right. So, what are you going to do with yourself while they're testing?
You're not going back to work, are you?
No, I'll be here.
Good.
Oliver.
Hmm?
I love you.
Caroline.
It'll be all right. Whatever. We'll be all right.
Afternoon, Ed.
Alistair.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Right. I'll sort myself out, then we can get started.
Yeah, sooner the better, eh?
Well, let's get the first ones through then, Mike, while Alistair's getting gloved up, eh?
Yeah, right you are.
Go on, Eddie. Why don't you go first,
eh? Hey, come on, go. Come on.
Wait. Afternoon.
Hello, Oliver.
Can I be of any use?
What, you're going to be here?
Yes, I'm going to be here.
Come on, balance. Oh, still £40 out. Oh, I see what I've done. Oh. Ambridge Riding Stables.
Shula?
Caroline, you haven't got a result yet.
No, I think they're about halfway through.
Oh, right. But no reactors yet.
Not that I've heard. I'm sorry, am I disturbing you?
Yes, from some bookkeeping. Disturb away.
Oh, good. Only I organised my day so I could be here this afternoon. And I'm just stuck inside biting my nails.
Where's Oliver?
He's out in the yard.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, it must be so awful for you.
I've never known anything like it. I felt sick all week, so goodness knows what he must feel like. Or Ed, or Mike.
Oh, I do hope you're in the clear.
Oliver won't even let himself think about it. I tried to suggest that if we were, we organise a little thank-you-do for everyone. He didn't want to know.
Oh, I suppose he didn't think like that.
Yeah, that's what he said.
What were you thinking of doing?
He didn't give me a chance to say. But I thought we could just take a table in the bistro. Invite Ed and Emma, Mike, Jazza, you and Alistair, of course.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Well, I'm not allowed to think about it, so... Hang on.
Caroline, what?
Oh, no, no, it's all right. Just a cow that won't cooperate. Oh,
thank goodness.
Yeah. Come on, distract me. How are things with you?
Another one down?
Yes.
16 to go, right, Ed?
Yeah, no, that's right. I'm halfway through on it.
Yes.
Keep them coming, then.
Yes, please do. The sooner this is over, the better.
All right, go on.
Come on, Winnie. Come on. Good girl.
Go on. Go
Yay.
On.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. That's it. Good girl.
Shush, 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 shush. Death.
Tag says 133.
Yep, got it.
Great. So, got any plans for the weekend, Oliver?
Huh? No, not really.
No, well, I don't suppose you've thought. How about you, Mike?
Hey? No, nothing much. I dare say Roy and Ailey will be over sometime.
Oh, yeah? When are they moving back in?
Oh, not yet. No, they're having it decorated first.
Oh, very nice.
Well, they got it, really. That much dust. They decided against a new kitchen, though.
No, that was on the agenda.
Is everything all right, Alistair?
Yep. I just wanted to be sure. She's fine.
Oh, thank God.
Clean bill of health.
Good girl. Go on. Off you go, Winnie. Come on. I don't think she's overimpressed.
I wouldn't be, would you?
Right, next one. 148. That's the last three digits.
Yep. Okay, got it.
There you go.
So... They were thinking about a new kitchen, were they?
Yeah, well, I showed them my kitchen plans, you see, and that was a trouble. Ailey starts getting ideas, but, well, they had a talk about it, decided it wasn't worth stretching themselves.
Yeah, well, very wise.
I mean, she's going back to work, yeah, but when you have to work all the hours God sends, they want some time to enjoy the house and the children, don't they? Else, what's the point?
Yeah, quite.
The way things are these days. Well, you don't know what's round the corner, do you? Don't want to take on any kind of debt?
No.
So it's no granite worktops and hand-painted this, that and the other. They reckon they'll give it a lick of paint themselves, brighten it up a bit.
Well, that would make a difference.
Yeah, and treat themselves to a new cooker.
There's some good bargains about, I believe.
Yeah, I hope so.
Alistair?
Don't worry. Another one in the clear.
Yeah. Good girl. Yeah. Good girl. That's it. Off you. Off you.
Anyway, by the time Mum got back, it had melted the bin liner and set solid.
You wouldn't think making marmalade could be quite so perilous.
Luckily, we've got plenty of Mum's to get through.
What? Aren't you making your own?
Oh, I haven't made it for years. And to be honest, Caroline, I wouldn't have the time. I've had to cut down on quite a few of the girls' hours.
Oh, Shula, I am sorry.
Oh, you know how things are. The lessons are just about holding up. I mean, the numbers are down, but we're okay. But the livery.
Yeah, I see.
How are you finding things at Grey Gables?
Well, Christmas wasn't too bad. We're very quiet now, though. I can see we may have to do the same with our staff.
Oh, it's the only way to cut the overheads, isn't it?
Yeah. So you're having to do more yourself?
Yes, and I've just agreed to take some services at Loxley Barrett for Alan.
Oh, Linda said something about that. A retired vicar died.
That's right. He'd been helping out in Loxley Barrett, Lower Loxley and Lakey Green.
I see. Well, you'll enjoy that.
Yes.
You don't sound very sure.
Oh, it's just... Oh, I'm wondering if I've taken on too much.
Oh, come on. You've always managed in the past. I know you. You'll fit it in somehow.
Yes, I suppose so.
When it's something you want to do. You've always been first in the queue to help the church.
Yes.
Shula, is everything... Oh, my God.
Oh, Caroline.
Okay, I've got to go. Oliver's calling.
Yes, yes, of course.
Sorry, Shula. Bye. Oliver?
Caroline!
Oliver, we're clear?
Yes, properly clear.
Oh, thank God. I can't believe it.
No, nor me. Oh, my God, the relief.
I know.
Oh, darling.
At last.
Fantastic news.
Oh, thanks, Alistair. Thank you so much.
I didn't do anything, just my job.
No, no, you have been great.
Yeah, really great. Now, it's incredible after all this time.
I've got to go and phone Em.
Oh, yeah. Oh yes, blimey, I said I'd let Roy and Brenda know. Oh, and Neil.
Well, send them a photo of yourself, Mike. I've never seen such a big grin.
I tell you, it'll take a lot to wipe this off my face.
I'm not surprised. You can go back to normal life.
Normal? Almost forgotten what that's like.
Alistair, thank you so much.
This is great. Everyone keeps thanking me. I've done nothing.
Nonsense. You've been a brilliant support.
I went straight to voicemail, typically.
Ah, she'll call you straight back when she picks it up.
Yeah.
Well done, Ed. All your hard work.
No, it's not down to me.
Well, I think it is. I'd have thrown in the towel months ago.
Well, look.
I mean, it's you and Mike and even Jazzo who kept me going. Isn't that right, Caroline?
Absolutely.
So, we've been thinking... I mean, Caroline's been thinking. We're going to organise a little party to say thank you.
Oh, yeah.
You too, Alistair. And Shula.
Great. I accept.
Can we get it sorted for next week, do you think, darling?
I don't see why not.
Excellent. We'll get on with it. Fix a night to suit everyone, eh? Brilliant. Something to look forward to. Right, well, I suppose I'd better get back to bottling. Got to finish off yet.
Yeah, I'd better get on with the milking. I nearly forgot about that.
I suppose we can do a note round the customers, can't we? Telling them we're in the clear, thanking them for sticking with us. Yeah, I'll get on to it.
Yeah. We better let Helen know as well. She'll be wanting to make the cheese again.
I think I'd better pack up and get out of your way. Sounds like you're going to be pretty busy here.
Tubs is a bit much.
Usha, you're a paying customer. I'm not complaining.
Well, I'm stocking up for the weekend, you see.
Look, if you can't treat yourself to the odd bowl of ice cream with the distances you're covering...
It's the only chance I get to do really long runs.
Yes, I've seen you. I'm very impressed.
Oh, it's nice of you to say so, Tony, though I overdid it a bit last week. Alan made me take a couple of days off.
Very wise.
I've got to get back into it, though. I've got so many sponsors now, I can't let them down.
Oh, have we?
Yes, Pat signed you out.
Oh, good. Who are you doing it for?
Haybury Court, the hospice.
Oh, yes, I know. Excellent.
Well, I'd better get my ice cream home, and you've got your party.
Oh, not a party, exactly. Just a few drinks.
Well, congratulations anyway on buying the farm.
Yes, it's a big commitment, but we're delighted.
Ooh, looks like your first guests are here.
Already? Oh, Jennifer, yes.
I'll leave you to it. Have a good evening.
You too, Usha. Bye. Hello there.
Evening, Tony.
Brian?
Oh, sorry we're so early. Only Adam stayed on to be with Rory.
Oh, that's all right. Someone's got to be first. Although Tom hasn't even finished milking yet.
He'll be joining us, then.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Good.
Well, come on in.
I'm so sorry, Alan.
Yes, so am I.
I'm sorry to mess you about, saying I'd do it and then going back on it. But when I thought about it, I've just got too much on.
I see.
It's work, you see. Sundays are always really busy with lessons, and I can't always get the cover.
Of course, yes.
And taking services as a reader, well, there'd be the preparation and the responsibility. I wouldn't want to do it badly.
No, I can appreciate that.
Or be half prepared or anything. So I think it's best if I back out now.
I see.
I'm just sorry if it means extra work for you, if you've already done the rotas or anything.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Oh, you have.
No, it's all right, Shula. You've got to do what's right for you.
Yes, I'm afraid I have.
Oliver looks like a different person.
Yeah, doesn't he?
And they're having a little celebration of their own next week for everybody who's seen them through TB.
Oh, yes.
Grey Gables.
Oh, excellent.
Don't you want some of this, Brian? The dip's delicious.
Is it from the shop, do you think?
No, it tastes homemade to me.
No thanks, Anne.
Oh, well, that's terrific, isn't it? That was Lillian.
On the phone?
Yeah, she'll be late. Matt's not coming at all.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, he's had a terrible week, apparently. She wants to be there when he gets in. Then she'll come over.
I know he's been under a bit of pressure lately.
Can't bear to see me and Pat come out on top for once. That's the trouble. Still, it's not going to spoil our evening.
Of course not.
Oh, I must do some refills. Oh, well, have you had one of these?
Oh, lovely.
What are they?
It's pâté and crackers, Brian. You can see that.
Lentil and mushroom. Pat's speciality.
Ah, I think I'll pass, actually. We'll be eating when we get home.
Oh, not much, we won't.
Won't we?
No. And an omelette or something. They are really good, Tony.
Oh, I have another.
Mm, thanks.
You sure, Brian?
Yes, thanks. I'll have some crisps.
Oh, no. Help yourself.
Thanks.
Oh, sorry I'm late, Dad.
Tom.
Oh, it's all right. No problems milking?
No, not really. The cows just seem to want to take their time.
Well, you're here now. Get yourself a drink.
Oh, I will, don't worry.
Helen, love, can you pass these round while I get another
bottle? So, Tom, have you had a chance to think through what we were talking about?
I haven't thought about much else.
Good, so can we have a chat?
Yeah, sure, but if you don't mind, I'm going to get a quick shower, then I'm going to get myself a drink.
I am sorry. Really, I am.
You don't have to keep apologising, Sheila.
But I am.
You are sure about this, are you? We'll miss your input, you know.
I can't do it, Alan. I'm sorry.
All right. I'm not going to push you.
Thanks. Well, I better be off.
Yeah, sure. We'll see you on Sunday, I hope, at church, eh?
Yes.
Right then.
Oh, sorry, sweetheart. I didn't know you were right behind. Oh. Hello, Usha.
Hello.
Sheila was just going.
Right.
Yes. Well, I'll just get my key.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry.
Thanks. Excuse me, won't you? I've got stuff that needs to go in the freezer. Night, Sheila.
Night.
Well, thanks for coming round, Sheila. You'll be in my prayers.
Thanks. Good night, Alan.
Good night.
What did she want?
Okay, Mom. I'll just grab a glass of wine.
Oh, Tom, here you are.
Brian, you haven't been lurking in the kitchen all this time, have you?
Well, we can't have this conversation in the middle of the party, can we? Someone interrupting every 5 minutes?
Probably not, no. Do you want to top up?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Right.
Cheers.
Look, the answer's no, Brian.
Tom.
It's wrong for the brand and the business.
I thought you said you'd thought about it.
Yes, I have.
But a deal like this isn't going to come knocking again, you know.
Good.
You don't seem to realise how unusual it is. I mean, they came to us, for goodness sake.
Oh, Brian, we've been through all this. You're not going to change my mind.
Well, that's a pity.
Well, I don't think so.
As I've told them, we'll do it.
Well, you can't have.
I have.
But you can't do that.
So she wants to spend more time with her horses.
Usha.
Well, that's pretty much what she said, isn't it?
Well, it's what she said, yes. But to be fair, I know business is tough at the stables.
We both know it's not about that at all.
Well...
Oh, come on. This is all about her, as usual.
No, I don't think that's fair. She feels it all very deeply.
Oh, yeah, and don't we know it?
Love.
I'm sorry, Alan, but Sheila loves playing the martyr. Look, she gave up being church warden off her own bat. You still try and include her. She messes you about, and yet you're the one left feeling bad. She's got it down to a fine art.
No, I can't agree there.
And the fuss over the statue, the nerve. As if it's any business of hers what we choose to have in our home. To tell you one thing and then another when you've got more than enough to do with all the extra work to worry about at the moment. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I shouldn't go on.
No, you're allowed to say what you think.
No, it's not helpful, and I know you hate things being like this. Because you're a better person than I am, you can see her point of view as well.
I can see she's suffering.
Maybe. But I'm sorry, love, I don't see what else you can do. It's up to Sheila to sort herself out. It's her problem, after all.
Well, I'll say this for the Grundys. They know how to have a good time.
Yes, and I haven't seen Jack so animated for ages.
Oh, Joe's got him going on the old days.
Oh.
Some story about Joe and the village pump.
I think I remember that. Didn't he back his lorry into it or something and completely flatten it?
Typical.
Oh, and it's so lovely to see Mum laughing. Mm. Oh, and it's great to see Jack so happy and relaxed.
Yeah. It's turned into quite a party, hasn't it?
It has, Tony. It's been absolutely lovely. Oh, gosh, is that the time already?
Suppose you've got to get back for Rory.
Oh, no, Adam will be all right for a bit yet. He's going to give him some supper and put him to bed.
Ah,
but I was just wondering where Brian had got to.
Oh, yeah, he seems to have disappeared. And what's happened to Tom? He hasn't said hello to anyone yet. He can't still be in the bathroom.
No, I did actually see him come down.
Oh. Well, perhaps he's got stuck in the kitchen with someone.
Yes, perhaps he has.
Yeah, it's probably Colin. Once he gets going on isotopes, he can bore for England.
Oh, dear.
I'll go and rescue him.
No. I mean, don't you go, Tony. You can't leave your guests. If anyone goes, I will.
And you wonder why I want to bring the business back to Bridge Farm.
Right, you've finished, have you?
For now.
Good, well, now you can listen to me for a bit. I've had about enough of your little tantrums when everything doesn't go your way, Tom. You go on and on about your business, your brand. When it stopped being your business when you came crying to me 4 years ago, desperate for cash.
No,
listen. I've listened to you. And I listened to you then. I thought you had something. So I took a punt. But in exchange, I made it perfectly clear that I expected a say in the way the business went. Now, I've left you pretty much on your own. You wanted to expand pig numbers? I went with that. You wanted to branch out into gourmet grills? Out came the checkbook again. Those were your ideas and sound ones. But the minute I present an idea, which is also a sound one, in fact, it's a gift in the current climate, and you don't like it, you conveniently forget all the support I've given you, and there's no reciprocity.
You went off and made a unilateral decision. What, that's reciprocity?
I made the decision because they were pressing me for an answer, and I wasn't going to let such a good opportunity go.
Brian, you didn't even ask me.
I already had. I really thought even you'd see the sense in it.
Sense?
Hello.
Jenny.
Just to say, are you keeping your eye on the time,
yes,
Brian?
Yes.
Oh, jolly good.
I knew it was too good to last. Jack spilled his drink. Oh, there you are, Tom.
Hi, Dad. Sorry.
Chuck me a cloth, will you?
Here.
Right, thanks. Come and say hello to your gran, won't you? They'll be going soon.
Yeah, sure.
You're right out here, Brian.
Yes, they are fine. Let's go and sort Jack out, shall we, Tony?
Yes, all right. I don't think it's too serious.
Look, hadn't we better have this conversation another time?
No, you stay here. Needs saying now. Your problem is you've got a complete mental block about supermarkets, Tom.
Well, I wonder why.
It's the kind of rigid thinking which you can't afford to have in business. I mean, they're not all bad.
Oh.
They're not. We deal with them all the time at Home Farm. I mean, look at the time they came to Adam for strawberries at the last minute. We made a killing.
Good for you.
I'm sorry, but I'm so disappointed in you. I thought you were different. You're just so like your father.
What?
Small-minded.
Don't you dare bring Dad into this.
I took you on because I thought you'd got the vision and the initiative to build a food business that counted. But when it comes down to it, you haven't.
Just because it's not the kind of business that you want.
It can't be just the kind of business that you seem to want either. Not with my money in it. So just let's get this straight, okay? This supermarket deal's going ahead whether you like it or not.
You know I don't.
Tough.
No, you're not going to win this one, Brian. You want to deal with the supermarket? Okay, fine, you do it. But you're on your own. You won't get any support from me.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was